Can I just say thanks to Steve? You know, it's important that we don't shy away from these things, isn't it? These have been debated and discussed in the church since the very beginning, and we need to wrestle with them. And I just want to say to you, you know, wherever you land on this, okay, I think the response that God calls of each one of us is the same, and that is to wholly put our trust in him and to seek to walk with him every day. Okay? So I want to thank you, Steve, because I know you've worked really hard on that. You guys may want to go away and think about it. You will. And, you know, I've been thinking about some of these things for a while, and Steve and I have been talking about them a little bit over recent months and years too. But these are important issues because where we land on them does affect how we function as a church. What we believe about these things says a lot about when it comes to the particularly prayer. And I think it's timely that we've sort of come to this at the end, because what it does, wherever you land, you know, if it says this is what it does on the importance of prayer, it takes it up here, doesn't it? And I confess that's where I'm at, because I believe what it says when Paul says in Ephesians that, you know, it's his intent that the manifold wisdom of God be displayed through the church. That was his will and his purpose for the church, that we display the manifold wisdom of God to these rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. What we believe about these things impacts about how we fulfill, I believe, his function, his intent. Now, you know, there are places that you can fall in the spectrum, aren't there, Steve, on this. So, you know, go away, think about it. Talk about it in your small group, or, you know, come back and talk to Steve or myself. Or, you know, I just think it's really important that we engage with these issues. We don't want to just sort of forget that there are contentious issues there. We need to wrestle with them. We need to take hold of them, don't we? So thank you, Steve. And I just pray that God would just help us as we go on, because we want to be the church that he's called and created us to be, don't we? We really do. And I believe that there is a purpose that he has for us to be a kingdom, a force for his kingdom within this community. And I think where we land on these issues affects how we do that and what we believe our role is on that. You know, there's that song we sing, isn't there? The Wren Collective song. The kingdom comes song, what's it called? Build your kingdom here. And what does it say there? It says that the church is the hope for the nations. Think about that, because that's a massive statement. I think we sing it without really thinking about it, don't we? But God has a plan for his church. He has a plan for his church. And where we sit on some of these issues that Steve has raised today impacts and influences what we believe about the role and the purpose of the church. I don't want to preach another sermon because I think we've had enough today, but I just think these are important issues, okay? So let me pray and then we're going to have some coffee. I haven't said, if you're visiting us today, you're welcome here today. We've got our Get Connected desk at the back corner there, lots of information about who we are as a church, and we'd be glad to share with you a little bit about that and grab someone, introduce yourself. So, Lord, help us to trust in you. Help us to walk with you. Help us to, and just put it in your hands. Help us to be the people you've called and created us to be. Help us to fulfill the mission and the mandate that you've placed upon our lives, here in this place and as we go from this place. And we just pray it's a work of your grace. So we lean into your grace today, in Jesus' name. Amen.